नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
टेक्स्ट नंबर 30 to 33। टेक्स्ट 30 वी कैन चैंट।
सरांसी पुष्करादीनि क्षेत्राणि अर्हाश्रितानि उत कुरुक्षेत्रं गयाशीरा प्रयाग पुलहाश्रम।
And purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: the sacred lakes, like Pushkar, and places where saintly persons live, like Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayag, Pulahashrama, Naimisharanya, the banks of the Phalgu River, Setubandha, Prabhas, Dwarka, Varanasi, Mathura, पंपा, बिंदु सरोवर, बद्रिकाश्रम, नारायण आश्रम, द प्लेसेस वेयर द नंदा रिवर फ्लोस, द प्लेसेस वेयर लॉर्ड रामचंद्र एंड मदर सीता टुक शेल्टर, सच एज चित्रकूट एंड ऑल्सो द हिली ट्रैक्स ऑफ द लैंड नोन एज महेंद्र एंड मलया, ऑल ऑफ दीज आर टू बी कंसिडर्ड मोस्ट पायस एंड सेक्रेड. Similarly, places outside India where there are centers of the Krishna consciousness movement and where Radha Krishna deities are worshipped must all be visited and worshipped by those who want to be spiritually advanced. One who intends to advance in spiritual life may visit all these places and perform ritualistic ceremonies to get results 1,000 times better than the results of the same activities performed in any other place. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In these verses and in verse 29, stress is given to one point, Hare Archa Shritas Chaye or Hare Archa. In other words, any place where the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by devotees is most significant. The Krishna consciousness movement is giving the population of the entire world a chance to take advantage of Krishna consciousness through the ISKCON centers, where one may perform deity worship and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in this way obtain the results with effectiveness increased 1,000 times. This constitutes the best welfare activity for human society. This was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission as it was predicted by him in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya 4.126. Prithvitya Chayata Nagradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Haibe Moranam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Hare Krishna movement with installed deities to spread to every village and town in the world, so that everyone in the world might take advantage of this movement and become all auspicious in spiritual life. Without spiritual life, nothing is auspicious. Moghasha moga karmano moga jnana vichetasa. Bhagavad Gita 9.12. No one can become successful in fruitive activities or speculative knowledge without being Krishna conscious. As recommended in the Shastras, everyone should be very eagerly interested in taking part in the Krishna consciousness movement and understanding the value of spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Need your prayers so I can do this Vaishnava Seva nicely. Here, in translation, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about many holy places. Prayag, Kurukshetra, Jagannath Puri, and many holy places he mentions it. And he further mentions that ISKCON temples all over the world are equally potent for devotional service or to get the benefit of the holy places. And Prabhupada very uniquely mentions that deity worship and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in this way one may obtain results with effectiveness increase 1,000 times. So here very uniquely Prabhupada is emphasizing on being in such places and the potency of it can be 1,000-fold. Like say somebody may say chant Hare Krishna mantra elsewhere, and here in place like this which is surcharged with devotional mood, he get 1,000 times more benefit. Or somebody visit the holy places and render devotional service, so due to effect of the holy places, like say his devotional service is enhanced. Srila Prabhupada here emphasizes on one point in one of the purport is about deity worship. Like say deity should be installed in such holy places or such center, and Krishna should be declared as a proprietor of this place, and this can substantially go to influence the lives of the devotees. Like say Prabhupada mentioning these places in the translation, many places he mentions, and if we today also we visit these places, there also like say deity of the Lord is given prominence. Prabhupada mentions Jagannath Puri, and at Jagannath Puri deity worship is given so much prominence. Like say everything in Jagannath Puri centers about Lord Jagannath. Some days back one of the devotee from Calcutta, Anang Mohan Prabhu, gave Brahmachari classes, and he was mentioning about glories of Jagannath Puri and Lord Jagannath. And he was mentioning that everything in Jagannath Puri roots around Lord Jagannath. There are so many pandas, thousands of pandas are there. They have got service in connection with Lord Jagannath, and they are happy, satisfied. And many times, it's not that everyone gets externally very important service. He was mentioning that some of the people were having externally not so important services. He was mentioning in Jagannath Puri, like say, some people has got one service only. That is, his service is just to put flag on the top of the Gopuram of Lord Jagannath, like say on the temple, like say, to climb on the temple and put the flag. And that is his service. And throughout the life, he does the same service. Like say, so difficult. He was mentioning, say, if a devotee is given one service and to do it throughout the life, it's so difficult. Very difficult. He says there people are doing it, and it is not that their generation, like say after that, like say father does, son does, then son becomes father and his son comes, he does. So in parampara it is going on, and just with one service. And I was shocked with some of the things he mentioned. He says some of the service people have got is that in Jagannath Puri, as all of us know, that so much bhoga has been offered to Lord Jagannath. And pandas, some of the pandas cook it and take to the bhoga mandapa, like say where they place it. And some of the people who got service, like say when bhoga is being carried away, so birds should not be watching it or flying over it or passing their droppings. So they are with gillard, I don't know what is the English word. They are there with gillard, like to chase away the birds. And their service throughout the life is this only. You can imagine, it's an embarrassing service. Very embarrassing service to stay with the gillard, like everyone is doing everything else, and a person is throughout the life does this only. Another person is given service is like, say, when bhoga has been taken, and many people are around in Jagannath Puri, many people visit. It's a very famous temple in India. And many people come near that place. And they, since bhoga has been taken inside, so nobody should be come near that. So some of the people have got service, like say they chant, trr, tuk, tuk, trr, tuk, tuk, to chase away the people. And that is their service throughout their life. So surprising. Suppose if you are told that, okay, there is a Sunday feast is there and people are distributing prasadam, and your service is just as long as the people are coming, just chant trr, tuk, tuk, trr, tuk, tuk. You can imagine how embarrassing, how will people look at you? And like say, such an embarrassing service this is. And you can imagine these people do throughout their life. One service throughout their life. And glory of that, like say, they do in parampara. Son also does that. Son also does that. And going on in parampara, in, you know, the Jagannath Puri temple is such an ancient temple. In my opinion, the most ancient temple on the planet Earth is Jagannath Puri. And it's coming since so long time this tradition is going, that everything, like say, around Jagannath is happening, like say. Somebody say, what is life? Whole life doing just such menial service only. But nothing is small in compared to the Lord. Nothing, anything in connection with the Lord is always glorious. We know in Jagannath Puri, one classic pastime of one of the king, like say, brooming, Purushottam Dev. And then like say, where he was supposed to get married, the king says that, how can I give my daughter to him because he's doing service of a Shudra. And then ultimately it's proved that it's not like that. So any service in connection to Krishna is transcendental. It's a great fortune that somebody gets service to Krishna. It's a great, great fortune. Great fortune to get any service in connection to Krishna. After like, say, we pass many, many lifetimes, and after that we are getting some service to Krishna. So that actually ultimately we can perfect our life and go back to Godhead. Like say, only service, devotional service, can take us back to Godhead. Prabhupada mentions, like say, in this purport, many holy places, like say, in India, we find that you go in land of India, in radius of, say, any place you go in India, in the radius of, I think, 50 kilometers, at least one holy place will come. So many holy places in all over India, you find. So many holy places all over India. Land where Krishna chooses to come. But it's not that, like, say, Krishna is bound by it. If Krishna chooses to come outside, he can come out of India also. Like, say, Prabhupada gives one analogy. Like, say, Chandan is connected with Malaya Hill. Like, say, Chandan Yatra is going on. And Chandan is connected with Malaya Hill. Like, say, Chandan grows in Malaya Hill. But like, say, since so much Chandan is grown in Malaya Hill, that's why we refer to this. But Chandan can grow anywhere also. So for Krishna, there is no boundary. It's not that it's a rules apply that Krishna should appear in India only. That is his wish. That is his wish. He's a person. Like say, his desire, like say, one time a devotee asked, like say, why Krishna loves cows? And like say, he asked different devotees, and many people gave different answers, that on this ground we feel that, like say, Krishna loves cows, or cows gives milk, or cow is in mode of goodness, and something like that. And ultimately the devotee answered that Krishna is a person, and he has got his also choice. And he simply loves cows. There is no necessary of logic that on this ground he loves the cows. Like say, he loves cows, that's all. Krishna is a person. And in this purport, Prabhupada especially emphasis on importance of deity being installed. There is so much influence just by keeping deity in center. So much influence is there. We find all over India, like say, deity has been kept in center and worship goes on. Like say, many times we feel that our movement is mainly of kirtan. Like say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized kirtan process, like say, and we accept also, like say. But at the same time, like say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized on hearing, remembering and worshipping also. Equally emphasized, because we are not in that platform that we can actually, like say, do this kirtan process, like say, practically everyone complains when we chant, very difficult to focus our mind in chanting of the holy name. So we are not in platform, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized kirtaniya sada hari, but we have to have this hand to hand to be Krishna conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu although emphasized kirtan process the prime, but all the life in Jagannathpur, his life was centered around Lord Jagannath. Daily morning he would going and taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. When Lord Jagannath darshan was not there, he would go to Alarnath, and when again the darshan is there, he would come back in ecstasy, Rath Yatra, dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. So although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu professes kirtan, we accept it. The same time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself from his personal life emphasis on deity in the center. Haridas Thakur was put Namacharya, but his deity was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally come and meet Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur would worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in heart while he was passing away. He chanted Sri Krishna Chaitanya and passed away. So his deity was Lord Gauranga. So naturally, like say, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized on kirtan process, but the same time, like say, deity, Prabhupada emphasized, like say, Prabhupada emphasized so much on deity installation. Many times, even people were not ready for it, for deity installation, but still Prabhupada did it. At one of the places, Prabhupada installed the deity. And nobody was trained to the standard of Brahmanas. And Prabhupada prayed to the deities that actually, my dear Lord, this is necessary, that's why I installed you. You only train them because I have to go somewhere else. I can't stay over here. Please, you only train them. And Prabhupada left. And soon after some time, like say, by pure devotees' intervention, they were trained and they were worshipping the deities. So Prabhupada, like say, installed deities all over the globe, like say, as showing to people that Krishna is a proprietor. Showing, like say, suppose if we come to temple and find that there is no deity, like say, just a hall is there, we find his emptiness is there. Like say, devotees offer heartfelt prayers to the Lord. Suppose your deity is not there, what you will do? To whom you will offer the prayers? To the walls? No. When deity is there, like say, people like say, some of the devotees like say, for hours they stand in front of the deities, offering prayers. If there is no deity, how they can do it? So Prabhupada emphasized deity worship and emphasized also devotees should be regularly visiting such places where Krishna is in center, devotees are coming, glorifying the Lord. That is very important. Like say one time, Gauranga was mentioning a point, like say somebody is a businessman and he is interested in earning profit. So which is the best place for him to earn profit? Like say in the market or in some residential complex? Naturally, suppose somebody is a stockbroker and he is interested in dealing with stocks. So where is the best place for him? In stock market or say in some residential isolated place where he is sitting in the flat? Naturally, suppose he wants to do business, he has to come to the stock market so he can transact more. And that's why, like say, Srila Prabhupada encouraged people that they should be coming place where Krishna is worshipped, and it motivates so much, like say, gives devotees, many times devotees say that as soon as I come in temple, like say, whole environment is changed. It's not in ISKCON. Since time immemorial, deities is given importance. We visited to South India Yatra, especially the places, Sri Rangam. And like say, such a unique way it is designed. Lord Ranganath is in the center, and devotees of Lord Ranganath have houses around that in circle, first circle of the houses, second circle of the houses, and everybody is given some services. And Lord Ranganath is in center, and everything in the right life roots through Lord Ranganath. As I mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like say, was emphasizing kirtan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in this place for 4 months. After Puri and Mayapur, this is the only place which is recorded where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months. No other place. And in this particular place, deity worship is given so much emphasis. Like say, deity is in center and everything rooting around the deity, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months at this particular place. And there we visited with Yatra with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj to the Yatra. And we found that, like, say, so many people are involved in same services. Somebody is making, say, flower garlands, same people throughout their life. Somebody is involved in various services. Somebody is making rangoli for the Lord. And everything goes around with Lord Raghunath in center. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at this particular place for 4 months. He stayed over there. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always traveling different places, spreading the glories of the holy name. And like our yatra was supposed to go, and the venue, like say, we wanted to conduct lecture inside the temple, and our devotees went and met the pujari named Murli Bhatt and told them we wanted to come. And like he was so attached that he says something like that cannot be possible. So he personally wrote a letter to Lord Raghunath. Such a personal thing. That devotees are coming, kindly give your permission. Trustee may not sign it. Such a large group coming inside the temple, and like say, going temple discourse is going inside the temple. So he wrote a letter to Lord Raghunath. Like say, wrote the letter and took the letter, put the at the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath and prayed, kindly allow. And then he took the letter, he was mentioning that, when he took the letter and went to different trustees, he says such permission is difficult, next to impossible. And just because Lord Raghunath intervened, immediately all the trustees signed. Somehow they inspired from heart and they signed, and such a large group came and they had got discourses and kirtan inside the temple, which was not possible. Personal, and devotees have got personal sentiment towards the Lord. Personal sentiment. One deity can attract so many things. Just incidents of this Chandan Yatra going on. And how Chandan Yatra started. Madhendra Puri was in Vrindavan near Govindkund. And then, like say, Govindji, Gopal appeared to him. And when this Gopal deity was brought out, it was such a big news in whole of Vraj. Just because this deity was taken out and installed on the top of the Giriraj, all over Vraj, it was such an excitement. It was festivity all over the Vraj. Just one incident. That Gopal deity is out and being installed on the Giriraj. And such an amount of festival going on, which we can't even conceive of. It's described that every day there would be Annakut. And Annakut is not like, say, suppose we have Annakut and half a temple hall is filled and we find such a magnificent. Yeah, it's of course, it's glorious. All devotees are glorious because they work so hard to make this event successful. But at that time, Annakut, whole top of Giriraj was filled. Like, say, everything, like, say, and Giriraj is a big mountain. Like, say, huge, like, say, his circumference is 21 kilometer. And Giriraj is sinking, mustard his size every day. And 500 years back, his size was still bigger, like say. And at that time, top of the mountain was filled with Annakut and offered to Gopal. Why? Gopal came out and was installed. That was the only incidence. And each village wanted to offer everything they had to Gopal. And every day there was Annakut with same amount of ingredients. People will give everything to Gopal. Whatever in their house they bring for the Gopal, for the pleasure of Gopal, and offer everything to the Gopal. And Annakut festival went on for months together. It's not for one day. For months this is going on. People, different villages is offering. Why this happened? Just one reason. Gopal came out. And he was installed. Nothing else. There was nothing else. There was no preaching. It's not that Madhavendra Puri was canvassing to the people that now we should be offering bhogas. It was not like that. People from their sides were excited out of their love for Gopal and they wanted to do something. And such a festivities was going on, like say. And just one thing, deity was in center. Deity worship, like say, is very important ingredient. Like say, here Prabhupada mentioned, like say, deity worship is such an important thing, especially like say in temple. place where, like, say, deity is installed, it motivates so many people. So many people. There are histories or, say, places where nothing exists and just one deity is there and everything has changed. For example, like, say, somebody goes to Tirupati Balaji. And now Tirupati Balaji, you can see that, like, say, so many people come. Suppose somebody has to take darshan, he has to stand in queue for many, many hours just for a glimpse of a darshan for, say, 2 to 5 seconds darshan, that's all. But when Tirupati Balaji's deity was there earlier, and actually it is on the 7th hill, and earlier it was only forest. Forest with wild animals around, no pathway to go there. Only this deity exists, Tirupati Balaji. And just because this deity existed, there was no even nothing around also, the hill also, nothing was there. And just because this deity existed, power of the deity is that attracts so many people all over the world. They are going in the forest, on the mountain, 7th hill. Many people climb, take mannat, put ornaments inside it, put their jewelry inside it. Many times people took lots of money, put inside it. For what? Just one deity there in some forest. And just for that reason, like, say, people go all over the world practically to take darshan of this deity. Just because the deity existed. Deity existed. Power of the deity. It motivates people. And we find that, like, say, everything, like, say, temple, like, say, it's so sweet. Like, say, when Krishna is there, people come, take darshan of the Lord. Understand, yeah, he is the supreme person over here. And Prabhupada wanted to prove that. And that's why, like, say, he installed deity. He emphasized on installing deity. Immediately, like, say, he would get the place. Immediately, like, say, Prabhupada would be installing deities. So that, like, say, he can show to the people that he is the boss over here. And earlier in Vedic culture, like, say, when kings were there, especially when kings were devotees, they would honestly keep, like, say, Krishna in center. They will tell, like, say, we used to visit, like, say, some of the places in Vrindavan, like, say, and in one of the places, like, say, Maharaj used to explain, like, say, he used to take, and one of the places in Barsan used to take, that here, like, say, king would come and conduct meeting. And the king would conduct meeting and tell his ministers that actually I am not the king. Supreme Lord Krishna is the king. I am just servant. And king earlier time were honest. We go to Jaipur. And Jaipur king has got palaces. But they would honestly say that Krishna is Raj Rajeshwar. He's the king of all the kings. And we are just servants. Like, say, different people, like, say, different service. So king has got the service on behalf of Lord. And they are acting on behalf of the Lord. So even the administrator who act, they are actually acting on behalf of Krishna himself, like, say. And they would honestly accept that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Govindam Adipurusham Tamham Bhajami. He is the Supreme Lord. He is supreme worshipable object. Like, say, many times, as I mentioned, the point is that many times people feel that deity worship should be discounted, like, say. It's not, like, say, it's very important aspect. Like, say, even in, say, our lineage of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we find, although acharyas were engrossed, they got taste for chanting of the holy names. They got really taste for chanting of the holy names. They would be engrossed in chanting of the holy names. But at the same time, most of the acharyas has got deities in their life. We find, like, say, Rupa Goswami constructed temple, Govindji. We find Madan Mohan temple was constructed by Sanatan Goswami. Jiva Goswami, deity was cowed by Rupa Goswami and given to Jiva Goswami, and he worshipped that. Radharaman deity was there. Lokanath Goswami is given deity, like, see, he has got Radha Vinod deity. Narottam Das Thakur used to worship the Sonar Gauranga deity. And we find that so many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, although they are engrossed in chanting of the holy name, still they had personal form of the Lord. And they would hanker to worship the personal form of the Lord. Personal form of the Lord. And that is an emphasis like say. It's very easy to focus our mind when deity is in center. And very difficult otherwise. When deity is over here, then devotees can very easily focus, pray, glorify. Even if you are doing kirtan, we can do for the pleasure of the Lord. It's very easy way to focus our mind on this wonderful form of the Lord. Actually, it's a window of the spiritual world. We can have spiritual world directly by the mercy of acharyas. What is the form of the Lord directly mean revealed to us with our mundane eyes? Like say the name of one of the name of Krishna is Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means he is beyond sense perception. He cannot be perceived through matter. He cannot be perceived. But since by mercy of the Lord and mercy of the acharyas, he agrees to descend in this personal form and agrees to be worshipped. Like so you can imagine a conditioned soul who is suffering in the mire of material energy. And in this material energy is worshipping so many other deities in this world, like say, and getting entangled. And suddenly, like say, he is given an opportunity to worship the supreme transcendental form of the Lord. And it's a supreme Lord, Satchidananda Vigraha. It's not made up of matter. It's not, say, stone or metal. Krishna is personally standing in front. And those who are pure in heart, like say in Brahma Samhita, it's explained, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochena Nena Santa Sadeva Ridyeshu Vilokayanti Yam Sham Sundar Achinta Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. That means those devotees who are pure in heart with the anointment, kajal, applied to their eyes, they can see Krishna face to face in the personal form. For them, it is not like say, for us, it is like a stone. For them, it is not that. They can personally see. Personally see, Lord can speak with him. It's mentioned that Krishna would personally play flute to Jiva Goswami. Speak to Jiva Goswami. And we've got so many pastimes of the deities like this. Where deity personally likes say reciprocating with devotees. Just so many pastimes. Like say here on same pastime continuing. Kshirchur Gopinath deity. Personally stealing sweet rice just for the sake of Madhvendrapuri. Just for the sake of Madhvendrapuri. And eternity. That deity and Madhvendrapuri both are glorified by just one act of stealing kheer for his devotee Madhvendrapuri. And Prabhupada emphasizing on this aspect. Like say, other aspects are important, like say Shravanam, Kirtanam, quite important. But at the same time, worshipping the Lord in this personal form is also very, very important aspect. Only thing is that flaw is that somebody worships the deity, neglecting other processes. Then the problem comes. Problem comes that people discount other processes. People give away other processes. Like say people give away chanting. People give away hearing. And then deity worship becomes burden. Bhakti Siddhanta Savi Thakur gives an analogy like say, how people take deity worship cheaply sometimes. And we find in some temple we go and we find that Pujari himself doesn't have much love, attraction for the deity. He's running after money. He doesn't have faith in the Lord. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that, like say, gives an analogy. Shaligram, Badam, Bhanga. That means like somebody comes with devotion and offered to the Pujari, Badam. And then Pujari accept it. Telling the devotee that it's for Shaligram, it's for Vishnu. And then he closes the curtain and the same Shaligram start to break the Badam. What does this mean? That he doesn't have any faith in the Lord. Like say he considers a piece of a stone. So similarly like say, people who consider one aspect of devotional life, they tend to take deity worship then cheaply like say. So in ISKCON like say, Srila Prabhupada emphasize togetherness, not only Shravanam Kirtanam, at the same time he emphasized on deity worship. Prabhupada mentions in first canto is that he mentioned about six Goswami's life. That six Goswami's also were always engrossed in these four activities. Their whole life was centered around this activity. That is Shravanam, like say hearing, chanting, worshipping and remembering of the Lord. And as devotees also, our life should be centered around that. And especially Prabhupada in this purport emphasizes on staying or coming in these places where deity worship is done, where Lord is glorified and where devotees are present. Such a big impact. Many times many of the devotees mention, like say those who are staying outside, and like say they mention that we visited this yatra, and yatra has such an impact, Prabhu, in my life, this thing. For months together, I was so much inspired. Immediately, I increased my rounds. Immediately, like say, so much impact in my life. Because in a condensed way, it is given. Deity worship is there, chanting is there, glorifying the Lord is there. Dham is there, where Prabhupada mentions the glory of the Dham, the potency is there. And Prabhupada mentions that it is thousandfold. And we also realize, even in brahmacharis, when we go out, for a long time out, and we are not staying in any temple, there's an influence on our mind. Like say, personally, like say, devotees go for, say, marathon, like say, and practically a month, or sometimes more than a month, they are out in the marathon. And last, some days it is so, difficult, like say, devotees just hankering, that when, like say, we come back, like say, missing so much temple, although they are in association with devotees, although they are doing preaching work, but they feel so much lacuna in the heart. Something really missing. Something really missing. And everyone shares this. But somehow, just to please Prabhupada, they continue it. That no, Prabhupada will be pleased by this. So they continue, like say, whatever they're doing it, like say. But the point I'm making is that then there is a strong amount of, like say, difference in just say isolated way performing bhakti. Many times people say, okay, like say, we learn here and we practice at home, then what is the necessity of coming to temple? Why to come to temple? Like say, you tell me, Prabhu, one lecture, what I used to do, then I will practice at my home. But it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. A person has to repeatedly come. Repeatedly has to be in association with the devotees. He repeatedly has to sit in the assembly of devotees where deity worship is there, kirtan is there, shravanam is there. And then, like say, he can struggle and continue, be enthusiastic. And then there is a revolutionary or electrifying effect in his heart. Manifold, like say, devotees mentioned, when I do japa outside, very difficult to focus. Many times people say that I visited this dham and japa was like say, so simple. I didn't need to struggle at all. People say, I come to temple and I find japa becomes so simple, like say. Influence of the place where constantly shravanam, kirtanam, worshipping of the Lord is going on. Enthusiasm with devotees. Enthusiasm is contagious. It affects everyone. Like say, actually, we say something like say, seeing is believing. And we say, it's not like that, like so whatever is that our process is hearing, that is correct. But in our life also, many things in our life happens by seeing and believing. We see something in subtle way, like say desire is obtained, like say. It says that whatever eye sees, heart desires. If I see something, heart desires, I want it. And when I see devotees practicing so nicely devotional service, even from corner of our heart, a voice comes. Let me also do something like this. I also want to do something like this. So there's a tremendous impact in a subtle way also, like say, when somebody is just placed in association of devotees, he sooner or later, that person has to change. Influence of the place. Place influence is there, like say. Like say, Bhagavad Gita starts with shloka, like say, Dhritarashtra, say, Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, like say, because he also knew the influence of place as Kurukshetra, where it was a holy place. And where Supreme Lord personally were present. And you were knowing that, like say, irreligious principles will be destroyed at this particular place. So since time immemorial, like say, deity worship is given emphasis. So much emphasis. And Prabhupada, that's why on this ground, he wanted deity to be installed. Like say, he mentions that it is a wish of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada mentions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Hare Krishna movement with installed deities to spread to every village and town in the world so that everyone in the world might take advantage of this movement and become all auspicious in spiritual world. So Prabhupada emphasized on this Krishna conscious movement, at the same time installing deity all over the world so that devotees can repose their devotion to the Lord and Lord can reciprocate. And all over the world we find that gradually the centers of ISKCON are coming, so many people are taking advantage of it. And as the shloka goes of this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, it is bound to happen and it is bound to increase, like say, as the time passes this thing. But like say, essence is that one should be eager to take advantage of this. Like say, whatever facility Srila Prabhupada created, Prabhupada made a house where everyone can live easily. Like say, he has accommodated all types of people, and one should try to take full advantage of this particular facility which has been mercifully provided by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples. And one should take advantage, one should try to keep priority. And when we take priority, like our life is completely transformed. We are not the same person. And naturally our love, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. Prabhupada mentions in first canto, like a very surprising statement, like say, that devotional life, devotional service begins with archanam. I read it many times, like say, why Prabhupada says this? Why not kirtanam? Why not hearing, like say? Because we have got, like say, other senses may not act, but eyes can act, like say, when we see the deity, when we render some service. So archanam has got still specially emphasized. And I was really surprised to read this statement of Prabhupada, of emphasizing on this deity worship so much, like say. And that's why it is necessary, like say, one should take advantage of it and perfect his life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. 2-3 minutes are there. If somebody got one question, like say, they can ask, or we can wind up. No question, that is very good. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Hare Krishna.